Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I thought so too, and I want us to know that we are going to go on a journey of discovery. We're going to get into it, explore, and grow together around this very thought and question. Can we have two competing thoughts at one time?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love Mondays. I enjoy Mondays because it gives me the opportunity to come together with each and every one of you, our global listening audience, on Motivational Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach. And when we are in our Shape Up series, which I absolutely love because it gives us the opportunity to give you some jewels and some nuggets that you can truly grab the greatness, the richness that is being shared, and apply it to your everyday journey and your life. And I am so excited about that, so that you can be empowered. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage if you're not already doing so, of our on-demand library. You know, our on-demand library is a great resource if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, tablets, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared today, you need to grab it. But before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we're asking that you give us a little bit of support. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we identify and recognize that we cannot do it without YOU. And again, because of that, we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at a thought that I want you to process. And that thought is competing thoughts. Competing thoughts. And in our open, I asked a question, and I want to restate this question for processing. Can we have competing thoughts? Can we have two thoughts at one time? Think about that for a minute. Can we have two competing thoughts at one time? Allow that to marinate for a moment. You know, it's interesting that I saw a quote today, and this quote deals with this inner conflict that each and every one of us face, this tug of war that goes on the inside of us, and I found it to be very profound. It says, your worst battle is within what you know and what you feel. Your worst battle, then what you know and what you feel. You know, interestingly enough, it reminds me of a passage of scripture from the Bible in Romans 7, which deals with this conflict of two natures, where there is this struggle of the inner conflict, the inner man knowing what to do, but yet And so I want us to really process around this and understanding that when we're looking at competing thoughts, we're looking at thoughts that are striving against one another. These are two thoughts that they are trying to gain and win. One is going to be victorious. The other is going to fail. And this is what we must recognize, that this concept around the opposing thoughts, this concept around the ability to hold more than one thought at a time, when the reality is this, we can only hold one thought in our minds at a time. Think about that. At any given time, we only have room in our mind for one single thought. Now, I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, wait a minute. Now, our minds might be able to go and bounce back and forth and be really good at that, from one subject to the next, from one thought to the next. But the reality is, and our minds can do that very quickly, but the reality is this, we're not able to hold two thoughts simultaneously in the same space. Really process that. We can only have one thought at a time. I know you're sitting there, you're listening in, and you're like, okay, wait a minute, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? I thought I tuned in to Motivational Mondays, and that you did. But it's important to unpack this process and this concept around competing thoughts. Because when it comes to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we struggle because of the inner tug of war. We struggle because of the competing thoughts. I struggle. Because at one moment, we have fear, and then we have courage. We have hope, and then we feel hopelessness. We're feeling sadness. And then we feel joy. We're feeling anger, and then we're at peace. We're feeling conflict, anxiety, and then we're at a place of rest. We're feeling disappointment versus appreciation. I can go on and on and on, but what I want us to understand is that we are constantly dealing with the conflicts. And in my coaching practice, I deal so frequently, and in my own life, I deal so frequently with this tug of war battle that goes on. If you're writing a book for the first time, the words that come up in your mind, the thoughts are, wait a minute, what makes you think you're an author? Until you finish the first book, and then before you know it, it's on the bestsellers list, published. People are buying it. It's on the shelves. You know, that thought that would tell you, write a screenplay, invent something, start a business. Wait a minute. You've never done that before. How do you think you're going to do it? And in essence, the reality is that we have to, at every moment when those thoughts come up that pull us away from our desires, away from our dreams, we have to replace that opposing thought with a thought that's going to serve us and move us in the direction of where we're going, where we desire to grow. understanding that as we opened, we cannot have two competing thoughts at the same time. You know, I think about the reality that point of view and perspective, perception is so key. How we view things is oftentimes how we're going to navigate on our journey. You know, I think about when I first started discovering and developing the speaker in me, I must admit, I was very nervous because it was stretching me out of my comfort zone. I was going into a realm that I didn't know. It was so unfamiliar. You know, at the time, I was in property management and real estate, and I knew those industries like the back of my hand. I knew them extremely well. In essence, I had gotten into my comfort zone. I had some decent success, not breakthrough success, but I was doing well. I was doing good. But yet, I realized, and what caused me to go on a journey of discovery, is that I was lacking peace. I was lacking rest. I was feeling like I was in this place of unrest and feeling restless because I really and truly didn't feel like I was doing what I was designed to do. And so I was dealing with this conflict, this battle that was going on the inside. And so I went on an intense journey of discovery. For those of you that are listening in and you're regular listeners, you have probably heard bits and pieces of my story. But I share that as it relates to what we're talking about, because when the speaker was starting to be spoken into my life and I was developing that in the coach, all I knew was I had never done that before. And so I was dealing with regularly, constantly, exactly what we're talking about, the two competing thoughts. You've never done that. How do you think you're going to do that? And then the desire to walk out in courage and be bold and take a risk out of my comfort zone. And yet, knowing I was going into a realm that was uncomfortable and I was dealing with the discomfort because I had never been there before. And many of you listening in, you're dealing with that battle right now. As you're fighting to level up and take your vision to the next level, you're struggling with competing thoughts. You're struggling with one thought in one moment and then another thought in another moment. And you're battling and trying to figure out, like I was doing in that moment, how do I get a breakthrough? And what I realized is that ultimately I had to simply make a decision. I had to decide, what will I give my focus to? What will I give my attention to? Will I continue to give my focus to the negativity of the thoughts, and will I entertain those thoughts that are not serving where I desire to go, that will hold you back and get you stuck in the quicksand if you allow it to? And I remember when I made the decision to do my very first workshop. You see, again, I state that I was in real estate, but I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And so I went on this journey of discovery, and there was this illumination of the coach and the speaker. And it was nervous for me. I was nervous because it was like, I don't know that. And so I had to battle the competing thoughts. Thoughts that one wanted to win to say, you can, no, you can't. Yes, you can, no, you can't. The constant tug of war that I was dealing with on the inside. And I made the decision and I said, you know, I'm going to step out. I believe I'm following the path that I was created for. So in all of my nervousness, I made the decision to step out. And as I stepped out, I kept my focus on the fact that I believed in my heart of hearts that I was doing what I was created to do. And so in making that decision, I had to not only make the decision, but I had to surround the why that was driving me. And that was a higher call of purpose. Today, it's still a higher call of purpose. And so I made the decision to do my first workshop. And I did my first workshop and had great success. But I remember taking that very first step. And when I took that very first step, I remember that in making the decision to just step, suddenly I felt this peace. No longer did I feel the unrest and the anxiety, but rather I felt this peace in making that decision to not allow myself to get paralyzed and stuck in the mud of fear. And so when we're talking about the competing thoughts, it's important to recognize that if you're facing fear and you're trying to walk in courage, you can't give fear your attention. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, but that is so much easier said than done. And I must admit, it's not an easy process, but it is a doable process. But it requires something from you. It requires that you make a decision. Because the reality is this, that I've grown to know to be true. What causes conflict within us? There are a couple of things. If you're not already taking notes, you should be capturing the richness that's being shared. Some nuggets are being dropped for you to now take and process privately and journal around to determine where do I need to adjust and shift so that I, in my life, when it comes to me, working my vision, achieving my goals, and living my dreams, what do I need to shift? How do I need to adjust so that I can get the results that I desire? Because if you don't like the results that you're getting right now in your life, on your journey, where you are, you have to make an adjustment. You have to make a decision to make a shift. You see, insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again, and yet expecting different results. So what causes conflict in us is distraction, that lack of focus. What causes the conflict, the competing thoughts within us? Doubt. Doubt comes from a lack of confidence. I'm not quite sure about negativity, outside influences. Not being clear on our values and our beliefs, all of these things cause conflicts and competing thoughts within us. Because when you get clear, oh, there's something wonderful that happens. When you get clear on your journey, when you have that clarity that has been lacking that you need on your journey and you get clear, something happens when you get the clarity that you need. You see, what I've grown to know to be true is that many of us, we are battling simply because we are not clear. Because when you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. And many of us, we are lacking in where we're going because our vision is not clear. We have not clarified our vision. And so I want to challenge you because we said distractions, the lack of focus is one of the areas that causes conflict. So what do I need to do, Coach Adams? You have to get clear. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I getting clear on? You're getting clear on where you're going on your journey. Because when you have the clarity that you need, that now closes the gap for there to be the space for competing thoughts and conflict. That's rich. Did you just hear what I said? I don't know if you really captured that. Are you really leaning in? Did you really get what I said? When you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. So the challenge that we're facing is that our vision is not clear. The lack of clarity has caused conflict. How can you be clear and focused if you don't have the clarity that you need? Therefore, you have the competing thoughts. Because there's a lack of clarity. So one of the main things that we have to do is that we must, there's no getting away from it. There's no getting around it. We must clarify our vision. Because when our vision is clear, our course will become more clear. Our trajectory, where we're going, it becomes clear. And now the gap is closing on the competing thoughts, the conflict, the battle on the inside. Because when you are clear on your trajectory, where you're going, what your target is, you now have what you need to stay focused. There's no longer a lack of focus. There's no longer the distractions. You are now able to navigate more effectively. And see, when your vision is clear and you don't have doubt in where you're going, the higher call of purpose on your life. And there may be moments that we deal with doubt, but I'm saying you know that you know that you know that you are on the path that you're supposed to be on. That's where I was when I finally made the connection. You see, real estate and the way in which I used to do it was not the path for me. And I am clear on that because I was in real estate finance. I don't like finance. There's such humor in that. I was focused on real estate finance, and I don't like finance. When I think back and I reflect, it's humorous to me that I was in real estate finance and I don't like finance. Think about that. But I didn't get into real estate finance because of purpose and vision and higher call or any of that. I got into it because the reality was out of high school, I began to work for a mortgage lender, and I was around very successful individuals. I saw them getting the nice homes and the cars and the influence that they gained because of the resources that they had and just this vibrant life that they were living, because the reality is money gives you options, and they had more options, and I wanted more options. And so it seemed like a natural progression for me to get my real estate license, get into real estate finance. I was doing mortgage loans at the time as a junior processor. And so, yeah, why not? But it wasn't purposeful. It wasn't what I was called to do. It wasn't my assignment. And therefore, I was like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And there was constant conflict and competing thoughts because I wasn't focused. My vision wasn't clear. And so therefore, because my vision wasn't clear, that caused conflict within me. Because my vision wasn't clear, I didn't know what my trajectory was. I did not know where I was going. Because my vision wasn't clear, my course on my journey was rocky. Because as I stated before, when you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. When you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. And as long as you don't have the clarity of vision, you now set yourself up to be in that place of competing thoughts. One thought, that inner conflict that's telling you, oh, you can't. Oh, you don't know where you're going. And the reality is you don't, because you haven't taken the time to clarify your vision. And so you have this inner tug of war going on, this constant conflict, because when we're dealing with competing thoughts, the reality is you have the two thoughts. Two thoughts are warring against one another. Each of them individually are trying to gain and win the focus in your mind, the seat in your mind, the dominant position in your mind. That's why I said when we're dealing with different competing thoughts like fear, courage, hope, hopelessness, sadness, joy, anger, peace, disappointment, appreciation. What we must recognize is that these two thoughts are warring against each other, and they're warring against each other because they are striving, they are efforting to gain and to win the seat in your mind. Hence, why we have the inner conflict. Remember the quote that I shared at the open? Your worst battle is within what you know and what you feel. Your worst battle, what you know and what you feel. And there are often times when you know you're moving in the right direction, but yet you don't feel like you're going in the right direction. You have the clarity that you need, but yet the conflict is you don't feel like it. I've grown to know that to realize that we shouldn't move based on our feelings, but we should move rather based on what we know. Because feelings, that feeling of fear will paralyze you. But when you know, if I step out in courage, I'm more empowered. hopelessness, the feeling of that, versus I'm going to make the decision to walk in hope. It's so interesting because I have found that hope is a powerful fuel. When you have hope that your circumstances are going to change, that there is a greater tomorrow, hope is a great fuel because it can move you beyond the moment of where you are. You see, the reality is individuals will commit suicide because they have lost hope and they feel so hopeless. And they, in their minds, have determined there's no purpose in me continuing. It's not going to get better. There's nothing beyond this moment of the pain and suffering that they may be dealing with. Perspective is so key. Point of view is so key. I was just having a coaching session the other day with one of my key clients, and we were talking about perception, perspective. And the reality is we allow ourselves to get stuck into one limited point of view. But there's always different ways of viewing things. But we get stuck in only our way. One of my favorite books, and I also teach a class on this, is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey deals with seek first to understand, then to be understood. How often have you struggled in a situation based on your limited point of view? And as you had a conversation with someone else, or you had a conversation with the person that you were in conflict with, stuck into your way or the highway, you realize you got more information and it became an aha moment for you. So know that there is always a different point of view. I share that because if you're stuck in fear, know that there's a different point of view, and that different point of view is courage. If you're struggling with hopelessness, another point of view is hope. If you're feeling sad, on the other side of that, another point of view is joy. But stay mindful, and we can go on and on as we've talked about anger. If you're feeling angry, peace is around the corner if you tap into it. Disappointment. If you get out of that place of disappointment and start appreciating what you have, you've just now made a shift. But again, you can't have the competing thoughts. You can't have fear and courage in the same space. The two cannot reside. You have to make a decision. Which one will live? Which one will you give the dominant seat in your mind? You can't have an hopelessness in the same space. You have to make a decision. Because remember, the concept that we are evaluating and what we're looking at in this moment is this, that we can only hold one thought in our mind at a time. And I want you again to really think about that. Even as we're processing now, we're processing a thought at a time. So really think about that, really process around that. Because at any moment, any given moment in time, we only have room. We only have the capacity in our mind for one single thought, one single focus at a time. Yes, 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 yes. I know you're saying, but Coach Adams, my mind is good at going from one thought to the next and bouncing around. Yeah, it does. It does that. It can. That's the greatness of our mind, of our brain. This great wonder of this 3 pounds of bony flesh. It can process different thoughts very quickly. But we never have the capacity. We're not able to simultaneously, that's what I want us to get, make space for more than one thought at a time. That's why it's so interesting to know this and so powerful, because when you recognize that, when you're feeling afraid and you're stuck in fear, but yet you want to live out your dream, if you just make the decision to walk in courage, and they both cannot, fear and courage cannot live and reside in the same space, and you clear the way from fear to courage, you are now walking boldly in courage, courageously, by simply making the decision and clearing the way, moving away from the thoughts of fear to courage, the thoughts of hopelessness to hope, the thoughts of sadness to joy, the thoughts from anger to peace, from disappointment to appreciation. Because what causes the conflict in us, be reminded, distractions, the lack of focus, doubt, the lack of confidence, negativity, the outside influences, not being clear on our values and our beliefs. And so in order to make a shift, I must not allow myself to lose focus and to easily be distracted. But when I lack that clarity that I need, it's easy to be distracted. So what do I need to do? I need to get clear on my vision. We need to be clear on our vision, on our trajectory. Get clear on where you're going. Why is that important, Coach Adams? Because we've established when you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. When you clarify your vision, your course will become clear. So get clear on your vision and now where you're going. The distractions are not easily going to sway you because you know where you're going. You know, I remember when I started on my journey, there was a season in my life where I had joined my first church as a Christian, and I did everything that I could do in that church. I mean, everything. I was trying all kinds of different things. Why? Because I was trying to get clear. I was trying to tap into what I was passionate about, what I had gifting for. And so I was trying all kinds of stuff. I mean, today you can do what's called a spiritual gifts test, and you can do that easily, and it helps you to identify. But back then, I didn't know. So I was doing all kinds of stuff. I was on the media team. I was hosting. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was working with the children. I was doing all kinds of things. Anything that I could do, I was doing. And when I went to my second church, I then had gotten the awakening of who I was and am and my assignment. And so then I was very strategic in how I served and how I moved and navigated. Why? Because I have the clarity now on my journey, which is what we spoke about, the importance of having that clarity. And because I now had the clarity, I wasn't easily distracted. Because as I stated earlier, we deal with the competing thoughts when we don't have the clarity. But when you have the clarity and you clarify where you're going on your journey associated with your vision, now your course is clear. And we said one of the reasons why we have competing thoughts, why we struggle with competing thoughts, is that there is a lack of focus. We're easily distracted because we are not clear. So a way to close that gap is to become clear. Another thing that causes inner conflict within us is that we doubt where we're going. We have a lack of confidence of where we're going because we don't know who set us on the path. And so you're not quite sure. You're like, I don't know. Should I not? You have those competing thoughts to be reminded, because we are literally building a case right now that we cannot have competing thoughts. We can only hold one thought in our minds at a single time. And so you can't have fear and courage. You can't have hope and hopelessness. You can't have sadness versus joy. You can't have anger and peace. You can't have disappointment and appreciation. You have to make a decision on which one will you allow to take dominance and reign on the seat in your mind. But if you're doubting where you're going on your journey when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, now you're having that conflict, the negative end, because of the outside influences of somebody telling you, what made you think you could write a book? What made you think you could come up with an invention? What made you think you could start a business? So now the negativity of the outside influences is now shaping your mind, and it's causing distractions and competing thoughts. And so we have to make a decision. Which will I allow to take authority and reign on the seat in my mind? I'm going to pause there because I always love the greater richness that comes when we engage and interact with you, our global listening audience. So we're going to come to the lines now, and we want to give you the opportunity, and this is that time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue to ask a question or make a comment around today's topic. You know, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What have we been talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series presented by Inspired Media for you? We've been talking about competing thoughts. And the question raised, we've been unpacking during this hour of empowerment, is can we have two competing thoughts at one time? Can we have two competing thoughts at one time? We've been building a case around this in this hour of empowerment that we can't have two competing thoughts. That's where the tug of war comes, when there is the conflict of our inner being, that tug of war, because of having different thoughts, but only one can reside in the seat in our minds in that dominant position at a time. Yes, yes, yes. Our minds have the capacity and the ability to bounce around from one thought to the next. But you can't have, as we stated, fear and courage in the same space at the same time. You have to make a decision. Which will reign? Which will sit on the throne in your mind? You can't have hope and hopelessness in the seat at the same time. You can't have them simultaneously in the same space. You can't have sadness and joy. You can't be sad and joy. You will either be sad or you will have joy. You can't be angry and have peace. You will either be angry or you will have peace. Because the concept that we have been digging into and in pursuit of today is competing thoughts, that we can't hold one thought, more than one thought in our mind at a time. And I trust that you've been processing and thinking about this, and you've gotten some great richness around what has been shared on today. So what do you need to do? You need to minimize distractions, and you need to get clear and stay focused. You need to stop doubting and trust your intuition. Trust your instincts and move boldly in confidence based on that. You need to stop entertaining negativity and allowing the outside forces and people's thoughts and opinions to influence yours. And you need to stay focused on your journey. And lastly, I leave this thought with you. You need to get clear on your values and your beliefs. Our values and beliefs are constantly evolving. I have grown to find that, yes, we have a foundation, but what we may have tolerated and what was acceptable for us a year from now may not be the same. So if you don't allow your values and beliefs to continue to evolve with who you're growing to be and who you are, that in essence will cause conflict. You know, I want you to know as we close out today that, and this has been for me, it's been a rich sharing. I trust that you have gotten some great richness from it. And maybe you didn't interact with us live, but I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group and all are welcome, and we invite you to continue the conversation with us. Maybe, just maybe, you have a show concept that you would like to see. Maybe you have a guest that you would like to recommend be on the show. That's the platform and forum to be able to do that. And, you know, as we close out this year, you know, we are going to be saying Happy New Year in just a moment. We only have a few days, believe it or not, left in this current year, and we will be embracing a new year. And I want you to know that in these final days, don't lose focus on your vision, on your goals, on your dreams. Don't do it. And ask yourself the constant question, what am I willing to do differently in order for me to get different results in achieving my goals and my dreams? Where do I need to adjust? You know, right now is probably the right time for you to join in partnership. It's actually, in my opinion, the perfect time. I got my goals journal for 2023. I'm starting to outline my goals. I usually will do that in December. And so this is a perfect time to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership so you can recalibrate, reset where you're going for 2023. Don't start the year and then say, oh, let me focus in on it, because that will cause conflict within you because you don't have the clarity that you need. Now is the time to start. If you would like to take advantage of my one-on-one coaching, I encourage you to call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Get support with those competing thoughts that you're struggling with. Don't have to be on the journey all alone by yourself. You can get on the journey in partnership with myself as your coach, with Coach Adams as your coach, so that you are now walking alongside with someone that's supporting you, with giving you empowerment tools that will assist you on your journey because of the partnership and what the partnership will bring to your circumstances and your situation. Because one-on-one coaching, the reality is, truly is a difference maker and makes the difference. So again, contact our team by calling or texting 310-289-2101. If you don't know this already, I want to share with you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey through masterminds, one-on-one coaching, as we were just talking about, group coaching, a host of different areas that we can support you in personally and professionally in achieving your goals through my Impact 100. So I want you to know that I'm here to support you, and I would love to be on the journey with you, and it would be an honor to walk alongside with you. If you want more information, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and or call or text 310-289-2101. You know, I am going to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. It has been a rich time of sharing with you around this thought and concept of competing thoughts. Don't lose the battle because you're giving your focus to the wrong thought. Make the decision to focus in those areas that serve you and support you on your journey of where you're going. You don't have to stay in that place of fear. You simply have to make a shift and make the decision to give courage the seat in your mind. You don't have to stay in that place of hopelessness. You simply have to make a decision that I will walk and be hopeful. Walk by faith, not by faith, and walk in hope. You don't have to stay sad. Sadness doesn't have to overwhelm you. You can make the decision to give joy the seat in your mind, the dominant position. You don't have to continuously walk around angry and bitter. You can release forgiveness and allow yourself to be free. You don't have to be dealing with anxiety. You can walk in peace, but you have to release that anxiety. You don't have to continuously be in that place of disappointment. You know, disappointments is based on others' expectations. Release it. Appreciate the journey that you're on. So you have the right to make the decision. It's up to you. Who will you give the dominating position of thoughts in your mind? That is up to you. I trust you've gotten some great richness from Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We look forward to having you tune in with us on next week as we continue on our journey.